Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 3rd of October, recording at 9:47 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights. There weren't many of them here today. The Asian stock markets were very quiet. China still closed, although the Hang Seng was a tiny bit higher. And the ASEAN sector is particularly steady overall. Now, in Europe, we had some modest gains, but it was a mixed picture here overall. Very, very small percentage moves, mostly around, well, half a percent at most, mostly around a quarter of a percent. In the Americas, Wall Street had some early gains, gave them up, but then rallied back to close modestly higher. The S&P is up to nearly 1451. That's up point, not 0.36 of a percent. The Nasdaq up slightly more. The Dow barely higher. In the other markets, Canada, Mexico, and Brazil all eased a bit. Brazil was down 1%. Now, long-dated government bond prices were slightly steadier in Europe, a fraction weaker on the long bond in the USA. The dollar was a little firmer. US dollar index at 79.95 as I speak. The euro slipped back to 129.05. The Australian dollar slipped to 102.15, and sterling to 160.75. Precious metals saw some seesaw action, but they were mostly up a bit on the day. But towards the, well, in the after-hours trading right now, we have gold at 1778. That's up $3.30. Platinum is up $4 at 1691 and 40 cents. Palladium and silver are down a tiny bit. The industrial metals were mixed, although mostly a little bit easier, including copper down 3.4 cents. Grains and beans, we had very little activity there. It's another quiet day. Now, you're thinking, was there any action at all? Yes, a big decline in the crude oil price on the highest domestic production figures from the U.S. Since 1996. Now, the WTI is currently down almost $4 at 87.95. And the Brent is down about $3.50 to near 108. So that was really the big story in here today. Okay, what do we make of it overall? Well, stock markets are consolidating, as I've been saying daily in these broadcasts. They are consolidating near, for the ASEAN sector, all-time highs. Very steady, those are. China, I mentioned, is closed, but it'll be important to see what it actually is able to do next week. In other words, is it able to follow through on the rally that we saw on Thursday and Friday of last week, which produced some pretty big upward dynamics? We'll see. Now, that would be important if it could rally. I think it would help the ASEAN markets to break through to new high ground. once again, provided Wall Street stays reasonably steady overall. Now, Wall Street is doing just that, but it has lost upside momentum here overall, and I've described this as a somewhat longer and possibly a little bit deeper reaction phase than we saw most of the way up from that early June rally onwards. So it's been an impressive performance. It's getting a well-deserved consolidation. That's also true of the European stock markets, which have pulled back a little bit more than the Asian markets and a little bit more than Wall Street. Long-dated government bond prices, helped by the weak economic conditions and all the QE, have been quite firm. They have recovered, in most instances, over half of the declines they had seen from the tops to date. I think those tops will probably hold, but there's certainly no evidence yet of a downtrend being established in those bond prices. And therefore, the yields are quietly ranging somewhat above the lows that they've seen to date. And I wouldn't be surprised if this activity does continue for a while longer, possibly quite a while longer, in other words, a number of months. But I do think that the next big move will be to the upside by yields and downwards by the prices. I think that will certainly be true if growth begins to pick up, signaled by an increase in money velocity, which we would see before the actual data picked up in all probability. Okay, what else to mention here? Precious metals, they are also consolidating. Gold and silver with a, well, I should include palladium in this as well. Beg your pardon, include platinum in this as well. I was going to say consolidating with a slight upward bias overall. The ranging activity is more pronounced. It's wider, in other words. We've been holding in this region now for, what, over 3 weeks. And the action is a little bit more choppy. That indicates disagreement, as some people have been getting out, taking profits, and then getting back in, and people have been stopped out by some of the volatility. But the key point here so far is that the precious metals, palladium excepted, have given up very little of the rallies, and actually palladium looks pretty steady on the charts as well. So they've given up very little of the rallies that they saw following the upside breakouts that occurred in mid-August and then ran hard for 4 consecutive weeks. That bodes well for the futures, as I've mentioned before. And the Achilles heel in the short term for these precious metals would be Wall Street, if Wall Street were to move down in a correction. That's my worst case scenario for Wall Street, and so it's by no means certain that's going to happen at this time, but the precious metals are performing as risk assets in line with Wall Street. So I would feel that if Wall Street holds steady in a range here, that the precious metals will push higher against that background. And of course, they've got this wonderful tailwind of all the QE. That's a fabulous fundamental factor behind the revival of these bull markets following a lengthy medium-term correction, which we discussed with you every single step of the way, and will continue to do so throughout this recovery and the big gains that I do expect over the next 15 months or so. Now, what about this crude oil reaction? Well, that's good news, actually. I think we've seen a little bit more of the hedge buying in crude in anticipation or in fear of a strike by Israel against Iran's nuclear facilities. That is not going to happen, in my opinion. It's not going to happen this year. And on demand alone, oil doesn't deserve to be at these levels. There's a little bit further downside scope. So it's just a matter of, do fundamentals mostly hold the day, or do hedge long positions in the crude oil market help to keep a premium above what we would otherwise see? Now, oil is still a little bit expensive, particularly for emerging economies, growth economies. But today's downward move is certainly encouraging, and we saw prices on this last rally peak beneath the September high, and that's good news as well, and makes it just a little bit more likely that we'll be seeing some economic recovery in 2013, provided. We don't get another spike upwards in oil prices. And on that note, all the best.